We are 13 lines down from the top on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, basically around the middle of the page, at the next Mishnah. Hamocher Yeinu Lovet Kachavim. If a Yisrael sells wine to an Ovet Kachavim, how do we ensure that it stays kosher before the sale is executed? Pasak Ashalom Madar Damav Mutarin. If the price was set before the measuring was done, then Rashi explains that the measuring was a form of meshicha. The Ovid Kachavim would grab hold of the wine in some form or another. So damav mutar, and then the money that you get from the Ovid Kachavim in exchange for the wine would be mutar, because since you set the price already in advance, he was kona through the meshicha that was done afterwards, since the combination of the meshicha plus the price that was set, and therefore the money that you received was already based on an agreement before the meshicha was made, and that as a result the yain is not yain nesach and the meshicha is good. Madar ad shelo pasak, but if the Ovid Kachavim measured the wine before the price was set, now dama vasur, and the money that you get in exchange is usur, because it's already yayin nesach. So now he's paying you money for yayin nesach, and you can't get benefit from money which is usur behana. So that is the case. So what we're dealing with here is a case of meshicha. Meshicha takes place by the Ovid Kachavim, and the question is, does the meshicha take place before the price was agreed upon or after the price was agreed upon? If it was before, it's good. If it was after, the wine becomes yayin nesach. Amara meimar. So now the Gemara begins. Comes a meimar and says, "Meshicha beovid kachavim kone." That when an ovid kachavim does meshicha, that's strong enough to acquire an item. He needs to do meshicha. Kesef may not be enough. You also have to do meshicha. Teda. And I'll prove it to you, says a meimar. Dahani parsai meshadri pardashni lahadadi. The Persians like to give each other gifts. Rashi says, Pardashni or Doron. They give it to each other, and they never return it. They never take it back. Why? Each one keeps it because they acquired it. They made a Meshicha. Once you make a Meshicha, you're Kona. And that's what we see. Amemar says, from our Mishnah, they made a Meshicha, and it was Kona. So that's the position of Amemar. Rav Ashi comes along and says, Rashi Amar, really, I'll tell you, Meshicha by an Ovid Kachavim is not Kona. Tosos takes out the line and says, no, this is actually Ravashi's position. Meshicha by Ovid Kachavim ain't Kona. Well, if Meshicha doesn't work, then why in this story do the Persians not return the gifts? Why don't they return it? De remus rucha hu de nekitalu. There's some sort of arrogance, Rashi says, of the spirit that takes over them, and they can't get to the point where they have to return it. They have to keep it for Gasus Haruach, and that's why they keep it, but nothing to do with Meshicha being Kona or not being Kona, because says Rav Ashi, Meshicha Bovid Kachavim is not Kona. Toso says, this is the Machlokas Ameima versus Rav Ashi. As a general rule, we always paskin like Rav Ashi, since Rav Ashi is Basra, but nevertheless, in this context, we actually paskin like Amemar, because Amemar follows like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan paskins in Bechoros that when Jews make a transaction, the kinyan is money, it's Mos Konos, so that works by Kesef, works for Yisrael to Yisrael, but for Ovid Kachavim, Meshicha is what makes the transaction final, and that would fit with Amemar's psak, that Meshicha b'Ovid Kachavim Kona. So here, this Machlokas Amemar and Ravashi, even though generally we would paskin like Ravashi, here he paskin like Amemar, since he follows Rav Yochanan's opinion. Now the Gemara goes on a longer tangent. Amar Ravashi mina aminala. How can I prove to you the idea that Meshicha ain't a kona by an Ovid Kachavim? Midu Armelhu Rav Lahanosa Vyosa. So it's all from Rav. And Rav told these Mochra Yain, these wine sellers, Ki Kailisu Chamra loved Kachavim Shaklu Zuzi Minai Vahar Kalyan Lahu. When you're going to measure wine for idolaters, first get the money and then measure. V'ilo Nikitu Behadayu Zuzi. And if they don't have money for you, Uzpinu, lend them the money first. And then take the money from them, and then measure it. because then it's a loan. That's fine. But don't make sure not to give it to them before any money has been transferred. Otherwise, you'll make the wine yayin nesach. So now the Gemara, de'ilo of disuhachi, ki kahavi yayin nesach, bershusaychu kahavi, b'chishaklisu, d'me yayin nesach, kashak, you're taking yayin nesach wine. So now, so this is Rav Ashi's statement, and then he continues and says, if you're telling me that mashicha by an idolater works, well, if that's the case, well, then hold on a second. When the Ovid Kachavim did mashicha on the wine, he was kone on the wine before it was measured. And it doesn't become yanesach until it's touched. But clearly, because he said, first take the money before you measure it, clearly it's to tell you that Mashicha b'ovid kachavim ain't okona. Gemara says, wait a second. Itaka kail v'rami lemana di Yisrael hachanami. If we're talking about a case where the Yisrael was measuring the wine and then he was pouring it into his own vessel, so then you're right, hachanami, it's true that it wouldn't be yai nesach until he touched it, and therefore it would be okay. But that's not the case that we're talking about. Lo tzricha de kakayel v'rami lemanu dovi kachavim. Here we're talking about a case where he measured it and he poured it directly into the keli of an ovid kachavim. If that's the case, then it's going to be yai nesach right away before the mashicha takes place. Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Sof, kimata la'avira demana kanya, yai nesach lahavi adamata la'arise. But hold on a second, no, that's not true. Just because you're pouring it into the vessel of Ovid Kachavim doesn't make it yai nesach right away. Don't forget, you're pouring it into the airspace, and the airspace is kone, the wine, before it hits the floor. The floor is what has the yai nesach sediments. On the way down, when it's in the airspace of the barrel, that's considered a kinyan. So there's a meshicha there, and then it or chutzah or something, and then only when it gets to the bottom are we talking about a problem of yayin nesach. So shmamina nitzuch chibur, are you going to tell me that we paskin the nitzuch chibur, that if the bottom piece of the wine touches the floor, the top part of the kiluach, the top part of the stream, which is just entering the airspace of the barrel, is also going to be considered a tamei? Lo, that's not the case. If the Ovid Kacham was holding on to the kli in his hands, therefore he's doing like a formal type of hagabah, he's lifting it while the wine's being poured in, hachanami, then you're right, it's true, then it would be a case where you could separate the two and say that there's hagabah first and then there's yayin nesach afterwards, but lo tzricha demanach ara, it's on the ground, so he's literally pouring it down, there's no hagabah taking place, there's no kinyan that takes place in that case. V'tikni lekelov, well, what do you mean? Shouldn't the keli itself be a choir? This is more of a type of a Kenyan Chatur type. Shamis mina kelev shelokech b'shus mocher lo kana lokech. Are you telling me then, can we learn from here that a vessel that belongs to the buyer, like here the Ovid Kachavim, which is in the reshus of the seller, because the seller is the one pouring it in, lo kana lokech, that lokech doesn't acquire it? What do you mean? We go to the store all the time, and we're buying something in the reshus of the mocher, we put it in our bags, it's considered ours. Are you telling me that's not the case? We pass it differently? Lo, no. Lo olam eim lechal kana lokech. Really, I'll tell you that you would, generally speaking, the lokech would acquire it. But then how is it going to work over here? V'hachavim eskinen kigon diika akavaz yayin apume de kunzun, the kuznusa, the kama kama insechle. Now, what happens over here is, what's the reason why it's going to be a problem? Because there actually happens to be a sediment of yayin nesach on the top of the barrel, on the top of the kli. And therefore, as soon as the wine comes in, it hits the top, it's already yayin nesach as it enters into the airspace. So therefore, you cannot separate the meshicha from the wine becoming yayin nesach. Now the Gemara continues. Ukaman de lo kerem shim gamliel. So now that we understand Rav Ashi's approach over here, and we understand the story that he brought from Rav, that Rav said when you're measuring it, first make sure to get the money, and then only afterwards give him the wine. Well, ukaman de lo kerem shim gamliel. This cannot go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Ha'amar yimacher kulo la'ovr kechavim chutz midmei yayin ezach shebo. We've said before that there's a, we'll learn later on, actually, there's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that when Yayin Nesach falls into a pit, the Tanakam says that the whole entire pit now becomes Yayin Nesach. Even if there's other wine in there, no good. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, you can actually sell whatever's in the pit, and you just have to deduct the amount of Yayin Nesach that fell into the mixture, and everything else, the sale is valid. So this is not going to work, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, since Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says you can actually continue with a transaction even if the Yayin Nesach is included. Here Rav says, no, absolutely not. You have to take the money first and only then give over the Yayin because of the Yayin Nesach considerations. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Midi hu taima ela l'Rav. Don't we need this for Rav? Hamar Rav halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel chavis b'chavis abalo yayin b'yayin. There's no problem here because Rav says the halacha, in his opinion, the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only when we're dealing with a chavis that gets mixed up among other barrels. But when wine gets mixed in with each other, he doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So yes, it's nice to always paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But nevertheless, Rav already said that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in this case. So at least now we have an understanding for Rav Ashi that Meshicha ba'ovid kochavim eino kona, following based on the story of Rav. But we've already established before that according to Tosvos, we don't paskin like Rav Ashi, we paskin like Amemar, who follows in the footsteps of Rav Yochanan. But that is for the how we paskin halacha lemaisa. But again, now we have an understanding for Amemar's position, and we have for Rav Ashi's position. And next time, the Gemara is going to continue to evaluate these two pshatim.